This is colonial America, where newsgirl Francine Flagg sells her newspapers. To avoid British newspaper taxes, Francine reads aloud the news all Americans eagerly await.
Okay, next in the crossword is 13 across, a fish that swims upstream.
Actually, my name is Fenton Flagg, but I wear this rotting hoop skirt as a cover for my secret identity as the Masked Minute Man.
And next in the crossword, 28 down, a small article of women's clothing.
Psst, pardon me, newsgirl?
Yes, sir.
What are you doing?
Oh, hello there, Editor Potts.
What are you doing here?
One second here.
And the last one now, 14 across, a lump or protrusion on the skin.
What is this crowd doing here?
I'm reading them the crossword puzzle from the newspaper, sir.
Reading?
Yes, you see, with the way British taxes have driven up the cost of the paper, people can't afford $173.48 a copy, see?
But if you read it to them, how will my newspaper make any money?
Oh, they're paying me for reading it to them, sir. That part's
okay. They're paying you?
Oh, yes, sir. Each person in this whole group is giving me a dollar.
But you're reading them the news... A dollar? From each person?
That's right. From each person.
There must be at least a dozen people.
Yes, sir, and it's the third group of people I've been reading to today.
Third group? Let's see. That's,
Hey, come on, Mac. Will you read the paper to us?
Get on with it, will you?
Editor Potts, I wonder if you could spell me...
Yes, it's spelled M-E.
No, I mean, read for me a little while. My voice is all tuckered out there.
Oh, yes, of course.
And now we take a break from the news to give you the weather, ladies and gentlemen. And here's Nehemiah Potts with the weather.
Thank you, Francine. Well, today's weather looks just fine. But before I give it to you, I'd like to tell you this little joke.
Give us the jokes.
Cloudy today with a chance of rain in the higher elevation.